Can I have somebody approve the minute? Second?
I'll make that motion. It's Tammy.
Jack, all right. Second.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Nope. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Mitch set that out, I believe. Did he send it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no items really of note. He made a couple of comments about some of the receipts that came in. We have money at the moment.
We have money. That's a good thing.
We have money. Are there any questions? Okay.
Anybody have any questions on the finance report? If not, do we have to approve that?
No.
Okay. All righty. Next, election of officers and committee assignments. Does anybody have any reason why they wouldn't want to continue to be an officer or work on the committees?
You're just going to keep those largely the same?
I was going to propose that. Yeah. What does everybody think?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I'm okay with that.
Does anybody have a problem?
Nope.
So we need a motion?
A motion.
Do we have a second? Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. That was easy. let's see. How about annual attest? I can't even say that word. Attestations.
Yep. So we'll gather the documents to send out to the board members. These are requirements due to the position. Currently, Mayor Walsh, I emailed you last week or earlier this week about last year's two of the forms that we need for the audit. If you could possibly find those and send those along, that'd be appreciated. All of these are required for our audit and more on Brenda's side here.
Yes. The county legislature has added the land bank. Well, actually, you guys already were required to file a financial disclosure for the county. We will be developing a new form and sending those out probably within the next month. You are required by county law, the ethics law, to fill out those disclosure forms and return them to me by the date that I put in the letter. So just wanted to put you on notice.
Okay, because I don't think I've received anything yet.
Yes, we didn't. I didn't send you one when you came on the board.
Okay.
Because it kind of all slid under the back burner with COVID as far as getting those out, and that was approved by the state as well to not worry about those this year, last year.
Okay, no problem.
So, Brenda, what exactly are you sending out? All of this or just
I'm only going to be sending out a copy of the resolution notifying you of the of the requirement and a copy of the financial disclosure form. Now, if you are already a county official, you do not need to do an additional one. I will send you one in your capacity as a county official.
And the other forms will be sent out at a different time, Hilda.
Okay. What does ABO stand for?
Authorities Budget Office.
Okay. And that is...
That is the keeper of all things in the nonprofit, kind of quasi-governmental. So all of our, you know, like Southern Tier Network, and any type of those types of boards have to go through the authority's budget office.
Okay. IDAs as well.
Yep.
Great. So we'll know when we have to return those. So hopefully once you get them, return them as soon as possible. So Brenda's not coming down and asking you over again. Get them in. You don't want to have the wrath of Brenda. Right, Brenda?
That's right.
No, you do not.
All right, project update. Let's go right to Liz Grant.
All right, first one, 137 East Washington. the documents for this have been executed by Habitat, and Squire's office will be recording them either yesterday or today. So that'll be back to Habitat by the end of the week. So that's good news there. Really nothing else to report on that one. They're moving along quickly, I believe, with putting a house on that property. So good thing to get it back into their name. Next property is 148 Terry Street. This one has been sold. It's closed. We have received the proceeds, as we can see in the bank register, in January for $68,341.55. So that has been completed, and no more to do with that one. That'll come off the list going forward.
Good job.
Moving into the... I'm sorry, what's that, Hilda?
I said, good job.
Yes, that one was a long time in the making, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
Next is the Enterprise Grant, 278 Chestnut Street in Corning. The closing is scheduled for the 8th of February. Just a quick reminder, you know, we did provide some seller concessions on this one. So purchase price is roughly $153,844. So that'll go right into our bank accounts, thus just continuing to add to that. So we'll be in pretty good shape here after a couple more of these closings. Next on the list, 1480 Chestnut Street. That one is already closed. I received the proceeds check yesterday from Squire's office for $95,586. So that'll be in the account by the end of the week as well. Nice to get that one off the list. 9187 County Route 74 in Pulteney. So tomorrow, Jeannie, myself, and Maggie Horan, the realtor, will be meeting at the property. That is complete, I believe, Jeannie?
Yes, it's complete, except for the landscaping. They're going to need to come back and bring soil. And obviously, right now, I can't do it. So we'll leave a small portion for that line item. We're expecting the CFO this week. But yep, we'll go through with the realtor tomorrow.
And so do we have an appraisal on what that was worth?
No. We have an initial evaluation that I believe you guys completed prior to any rehab. And if I remember correctly, you guys came in at 110.
Yeah, but we really were not confident on the value there. You know, prices were all over the place with the lake being close by and in the village. So that was just an estimate for us, sure. You know, for budgeting. The comps we pulled were not great. So I'm sure that would be the minimum, but I know in the past we had ordered appraisals. In Chemung County, we typically don't. We just rely on the realtor's, you know, opinion and for her to pull comps. But it sounds like we're doing that tomorrow. But if you guys still want an appraisal pulled, we should let Danielle know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about 110 in it?
About 101, I believe. Yep. So, you know, what is, do you want to hold off until tomorrow with the realtor, or do we want to set a price here now, or what's the board's appetite on this?
I'd like to hear what the realtor has to say.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we're adhering, I don't know if we have any more exceptions in Steuben County. We may have used that in Corning Chestnut. But typically, you know, if we're looking at staying within the affordability guidelines, it's hard to get too much higher than 110 unless you have a big family. But well, yeah, I agree. We should see what the realtor has to say.
Okay, I can email the board after the meeting, either Thursday afternoon or Friday, to let you know what her opinion is.
Great, that would be perfect.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Bless you.
So next.
Next is Campbell. That's just a recurring item agenda item concerning a possible demo, I believe, but that's in the tax auction world, which we're not going to get to anytime soon.
Yep.
So we'll move on to State Route 54. So this one, Jeff Squires has. We can, yes. It's all right. We'll discuss this one in an executive session.
Okay.
Next one, 24 Baldwin Ave, similar to 137 East Washington, also will be recorded this week. So that one is back to Habitat. We did receive a check for $3,706, which is half of the demo cost, and that's in the account. So we are squared away on that one as well.
We can take them off the list.
Yeah, going forward, they'll be off the list.
Did we relieve the water and sewer charges on that Addison Village Ford?
I believe we requested that of you for this one and another property. I haven't received any notification that they were.
Okay, I'll put that on the board meeting agenda this coming Monday night to relieve the water and sewer charges on 24 Baldwin Avenue and on 115 Front Street and on 44 Upper Farnham Street.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Any questions or comments on the properties? All right, moving forward, we got agenda item of Habitat for Humanity. Rocco and I were able to meet with Lisa Karachi, representative from Habitat for Humanity, in regards to possible rehab, should we need to go a different route in the coming months, as June 30th is our expiration for the enterprise grant. She has given a little bit of background as far as what they can offer and do, and how we could possibly be partners in two projects. I can share this with the board after this meeting, just to show you the outline that she gave. Rocco, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I could summarize the outline, but if you want to wait and share that later, that's fine.
Yeah, this one's, it's all kind of up in the air, whether coming down to the Bath property or these two Corning properties with Habitat. So, we definitely got to have a route determined soon. So that will come to a head very soon.
So, Chris, can I go back? I did want to ask about the demos.
Sure.
The Upper Farnham, we're going to get from Cornerstone. Is that done? Did we get it? The title and all that?
No, so we have not. The purchase offers were mailed out in the beginning of the week for both 115 Front Street and 44 Upper Farnham. The Front Street has to be sent to Oklahoma, then received back, and then sent to the other party. So that one might take a little bit longer, but we should have accepted purchase offer and start the process within the next couple of weeks.
So once we get that all settled, let's say it's beginning of March, when would we start to do the demos? Would we have to wait for the snow to clear?
No, not necessarily. They can demo at any time of the year. It's really just a coordination between the contractor that wins the bid and DPW to get the trucks there.
So would you like me to send out now for the demo bids? So I can do that way, once we do have title, we can go ahead and move towards getting contracts signed.
Sure. I would rely on you guys for guidance as far as what you've done in the past. When you're in the process of acquisition, sending that out, I don't know if you want to wait to acquire it first.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the bid information or document has a way to get out of it in case the deal falls through, I don't see a problem if you guys want to move forward just to get everything lined up.
Okay, then I would say, yeah, Danielle, let's start that process.
And do we have notices from code that they're both condemned? Or is somebody able to assist getting those, just so we don't have to worry about an asbestos survey and going that route?
Addison.
Do you know the status of those properties by any chance?
I do not. Mayor Walsh, do you?
No, I'm not sure. I know she has been there and done some inspections there before. I'll have to contact her and see if she has actually condemned those. I think she has, but I don't want to say yes for sure, but I'll find out, and if she hasn't, we'll make that happen.
Okay. Thank you.
On 44 Upper Farnham, same thing. I'm not sure, but if she hasn't officially done that, we'll make that happen. I'm wondering if you were successful in getting that property from Cornerstone, now Candlelight Properties, because I had talked to the office manager. And was she okay with that? Because when I talked to her, she said definitely interested in signing off on that, because they were just going to let it go for taxes anyway. So,
yeah, my last conversation with her was they were interested. So now it's in the attorneys to get all of the paperwork done.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Sorry, Chris. So back to what you were discussing.
Where were you on Habitat? Really, there'll be, you know, either an email or the correspondence of some sort soon on what route we should go, just because we got a looming deadline on the enterprise grant. So I wish I had more here now, but we'll discuss that in executive session. That's all I have, Hilda.
Okay. Anybody else have anything before we go into executive session? Oh, Chris, I just wanted to mention, Chris is going to put the, or have the 2019 annual report out on the website, and he'll be working on the 2020 report. Is there a timeline then when that has to go out? Is there a date?
March 31st.
Okay. Tammy just said March 31st. So I'll begin working on that. I'll just use 2019 as a template.
Okay. It's a long document.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
The other thing I was going to ask is, when is the next audit?
We're in the midst of it right now.
Okay.
Mitch and I are the point people on this, and I believe we're down to maybe three items. Mayor Walsh, as I stated before, your ABO and fiduciary duty from 2020 is one of the items on that audit. So the other ones are, we're waiting on third parties to receive the information.
Okay, what's my?
I'll resend the email after this. Just looking for your signed acknowledgement for two of the attestations from 2020 when you first came on board.
Oh, okay. When Scotty twisted my arm.
Yeah.
Made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Exactly. Before we go into the executive session, I just want to make sure that we know the next meeting's March 3rd, 10:30, as usual. Now, do we have a motion to go into executive session?
Make the motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
And the reason to go into executive session?
Pending litigation.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Motion carried. We are going into executive session.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 How about motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, guys, we're adjourned. Thank you so much. Stay Thank warm. You.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Stay safe out there.
Stay Thank warm. You.
Nice. All the meetings were quick today. Yeah.